Queen Elizabeth II visited Norwich on at least 5 occasions, and following her recent death, it seems appropriate to relate the story of the visit to Norwich of her namesake, Queen Elizabeth I, in 1578. In those days, monarchs would periodically set out on what was called a progress or tour of part of their kingdom. The aim was to show themselves to their subjects, to meet the leaders of the community, and to impress them with their power and authority. In return, the subjects were expected to make elaborate preparations and to lay on pageants, feasts, and many speeches. The monarch was accompanied by many courtiers and staff and their horses, all of whom had to be accommodated and fed, usually for several days. In fact, some of the aristocracy and big landowners didn't welcome these visits if the monarch stayed with them, as the expense could be crippling. For the ordinary citizen, this would be an amazing experience, to be remembered for the rest of their lives. Bear in mind that hardly anyone would have seen even a portrait of the Queen. In June 1578, Norwich, the second city of England, received notice of the Queen's visit in August, giving barely 2 months to prepare. It was a last stop in a progress through East Anglia. So a great tidying up began. The heads and body parts of executed criminals were removed from the city walls. The gates of the city were repaired. Citizens whose houses the Queen would pass were ordered to plaster and paint the fronts. The huge muck heap at Brazen Gate was removed and animals were shut away. The wall of St. John's Churchyard was taken down and rebuilt to widen the street, and the Market Cross was repainted. Requests were made to the mayors of King's Lynn and elsewhere to send skilled workers to assist with the preparations. Even all the chimneys had to be swept to reduce the risk of fire. The city also had to plan for the entertainment of the Queen. The waits, the official city musicians, were paid their wages in advance and given an extra 13 shillings and fourpence for their uniforms. Thomas Churchyard, a poet and impresario, was engaged and arrived in Norwich 3 weeks in advance to plan and rehearse the pageants and shows. Nathaniel Bacon, a Norfolk magistrate and later MP, had a new velvet coat made. When the great day came, Saturday, the 16th of August, quote, "Our most gracious sovereign Lady Elizabeth, by the grace of God, Queen of England, France and Ireland," as she was described, approached the city from Brackenash, and the mayor and his procession rode out to meet her. He was preceded by 60 bachelors, the city's, quote, "most comely young men," as described in one of the reports of her visit, followed by, quote, "a noble company of gentlemen and wealthy citizens in velvet coats." Then came the officers of the city, the mayor, the 24 aldermen, the recorder, and the former sheriffs. They waited for an hour at Harford Bridge until the Queen appeared amidst great shouts from the crowd. The mayor then gave a welcoming speech in Latin, a gift of the sword of the city, and £100 in gold coins, an enormous sum. The whole assembly then moved off towards the city, stopping at town close to hear a speech in verse by a legendary figure, King Gurgunt, but a sudden shower prevented the Queen from hearing it. They then proceeded to St. Stephen's Gate, where the St. Stephen's roundabout is now, and there a special stage had been built to display the various textiles made in Norwich with demonstrations of knitting and spinning. At the approach to the marketplace, a gateway had been erected, with rooms for the musicians above. After passing through other archways and watching various pageants and listening to speeches, she arrived at the cathedral. It had taken the Queen 6 hours to get there from St. Stephen's Gate. It must have been exhausting and also possibly a bit boring. In the evening, the Queen heard a Te Deum sung there, seated opposite the tomb of her ancestors, the Boleyns, among them Sir William Boleyn, grandfather of Queen Anne Boleyn, her mother. The late Queen visited the cathedral three times. Queen Elizabeth I then retired to the Bishop's Palace, where she stayed. The next day, Sunday, was a day of rest for her, and on the Monday it rained a lot, so she stayed indoors, but had a meeting of the Privy Council. And that evening, Thomas Churchyard had organised an elaborate, dramatic display which she could view from the Bishop's Palace. On Tuesday, she rode out to hunt in Lady Jerningham's Park at Cossey, where she had dinner. And on another evening, she crossed the river to visit the Earl of Surrey. She left Norwich on August the 22nd, after 6 days of pageants, music, dancing, and endless speeches, leaving the city much the poorer and in debt. It was reported that as she rode out, she looked back with a tear in her eye, saying, "Farewell, Norwich." One can't help reflecting on some of the similarities between a royal visit in 1578 and one in the 20th or 21st century.